Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a big pot of money.
Support comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. Support comes from Ohio CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio municipalities are receiving their promised tax revenue from recreational marijuana sales more than a year after dispensaries opened their doors. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports about $35 million are hitting communities' coffers, and she joins us to discuss the details. Hey, Kendall.
Hi, Claire.
Can you quickly remind us, why are Ohio communities getting this money?
So I'm sure you remember, in November of 2023, Ohio passed Issue 2, and that allowed the sale of recreational marijuana. In that ballot initiative, there was this provision that said there would be a 10% tax on marijuana sales, and then 36% of that tax revenue would go directly back to local communities that host these dispensaries.
Okay, but these dispensaries opened 14 months ago. Why did it take so long for communities to get this revenue?
Even though it was part of the ballot initiative, a bill still needed to technically be passed, essentially just to release the funds from the state. And there was actually some debate among state legislators and the governor on whether the community host fund should be reduced to maybe 20% instead of 36%, or just taken out completely. In the end, the General Assembly did stick with that original 36% number that was included in the ballot initiative. And at the start of this year, more than 100 municipalities began seeing some checks roll in.
So of those 100, which ones received the most tax funds?
So Columbus got the most. They received $4.7 million from nearly 20 dispensaries. Cincinnati was second. They had around half of that at $2.5 million. But what stuck out to me the most, really, is that there were a couple small towns that actually exceeded what major metros received. So Wintersville is a village in Jefferson County. It's pretty close to Steubenville. It has a population of 3,000 people, but it got $900,000 in tax money. That's $100,000 more than Cleveland received. Yana Hirdanova with Ohio State University's Drug Enforcement and Policy Center says while cities are typically more receptive to dispensaries, location still has a pretty powerful impact. So generally, Northwest Ohio, which borders Michigan, has some stiff competition, while places like Wintersville that border West Virginia may actually see people crossing the border to spend their money.
Now that these communities have gotten, you know, in some cases, millions of dollars, how are they planning to spend it?
Many of these communities are understandably very excited to start spending this money. I spoke with Mayor Missy Mick of 7 Mile. That's a village of just 700 people in the suburbs of Cincinnati. She didn't want to be recorded, but she did tell me that they received $400,000. And that amount was going to make a huge difference for their small tax base. They're considering replacing their old dump trucks, repaving one of their streets. And these are all things that they've wanted to do for a long time, but just didn't have the money to do it. On the other end of the state, Painesville Township and Lake County says they are using their funds to avoid having to put levies on the ballot. Here's City Administrator Holly Bartone.
Our goal is to prolong the need for asking for additional money from our residents. So we'll be earmarking the majority, if not all, of that additional revenue to help fund the fire department.
And that pretty much lines up with what an OSU study from the Drug Policy Enforcement Center found back in 2024. It said infrastructure and public safety were the biggest two priorities for municipalities.
Kendall Crawford, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.